AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Authorities say multiple people have been fatally shot during a Rhode Island youth hockey game. Pawtucket Police Chief Tina Gonkelves.
We have three deceased, the suspect, and then we have two victims. And then we have three at the hospital that were part of the incident that, no, they were not trampled, that they were shot.
Authorities say they believe the shooting was a targeted attack stemming from a family dispute. It occurred at the Dennis Lynch Arena in Pawtucket, a few miles outside of Providence. Californians bracing for a powerful winter storm, anticipated to bring thunderstorms, strong winds, and heavy mountain snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Lewis, who's in the Los Angeles area, says flash flood warnings have gone out to residents.
Pretty significant amount of rain in a short time in these urban areas can produce quite a bit of flooding, you know, what we call urban flooding there. So we've seen tons of reports from California Highway Patrol showing roadway flooding across many of the freeways and even some of the more frequented roads as well in Los Angeles County there. So half an inch over 30 minutes here, it's pretty significant and can cause quite a bit of flooding.
Winter storm warnings have been in place from southwest Oregon to the Southern California border. Investigators working on the disappearance of today's show host Savannah Guthrie's mother are consulting with Walmart management to develop leads. A backpack the suspect was wearing is sold exclusively at Walmart stores. Nancy Guthrie was last seen in her California home January 31st and was reported missing the following day. This is AP News. An American ice skating star is speaking out after his shocking and costly stumble at the Winter Olympics.
Ilya Malinin has shared a video that shows his Olympic highs and a painful low, and he says more is coming. On Monday, the U.S. figure skating star posted the clip and hinted at a, quote, version of the story, end quote, coming on Saturday. Malinin helped the U.S. win team gold, then stumbled in the individual short program and ended up eighth. He says Olympic pressure and online hate have weighed on him. He described negative thoughts and past trauma during his skate. He later congratulated surprise champion Mikhail Shaidorov of Kazakhstan. I'm Gethin Coolball.
A federal judge has ordered an exhibit about nine people enslaved by George Washington to be restored at its former home in Philadelphia after the Trump administration took it down last month. The order came on President's Day, the federal holiday honoring Washington's legacy. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.